Hey, it's me, JoJo from Jurors and Chakra. I have something to say. Let's just say you're someone who takes the bus, and on this particular day, you'd like to take the bus to the mall. So the first bus arrives. It's a bus you've been on 1,000 times. It runs slow. Its paint job has lost its shine. The fabric on the seats is worn out in patches, and it can mutter and sputter on occasion. But it always gets you to the mall. You never ever wonder if you're going to get to the mall. And it's safer than just about any other vehicle out there. And then the second bus arrives, screeching as it slows just enough to allow you to climb aboard without ever fully stopping, because it's the bus from the movie Speed, and it, like, can't stop. The tires are smoking, the driver is sweating buckets, Ronnie Jackson is handing out fentanyl like it's Pez. Someone who looks a hell of a lot like Putin appears to be buying nuclear secrets back by the bathroom, and there's a really, really good chance you won't survive at all, let alone get to the mall. But the ride would be exciting as hell. Which bus do you choose? Would you wait around for another bus? A mystery bus? The best bus? A bus you saw once and thought, that's a nice bus. That should be the mall bus, without knowing if it even had the capacity to get to the mall at all? Because as silly as that little vignette may be, it's actually kind of that simple in the end. We don't want the bus from Speed. No one wants the bus from Speed except for the bad guys. And because my English teacher told me 1,000 times, stop killing the hell out of metaphor, and I'm a slow learner, I'll keep right on going with this to say that there is no other bus coming right now. We have one bus. We have to get on that bus. It's not a perfect bus. No bus is. But it's going to take us to the damn mall like it's been doing. And maybe you're not going to get the mani-pedi bus or the party bus or the wild sex orgy bus of your wildest and clearly weirdest dreams, but you can pick a whole new bus when this one is taken out of the mall rotation in a few years. Or you can choose the Speed bus and never get to pick another bus again. And if you're waiting around for the perfect bus, you're really just picking the bus with the bomb on board. So what good does that do? Look, you have Joe Biden. You don't have to date him. You don't have to have sex with him. You're not having his baby. In him, you have an actual leader. I see plenty of important people on the left looking for some pull cord. The only pull cord is Joe's. Gavin Newsom can't just step in. Whitmer can't either. That's not how this shit works. And it's an effing terrible idea, which will fracture the entire coalition we've had in place and are desperately trying to hold together at this moment, not to mention the effing horrendously insulting suggestion of just bypassing the first Black, first South Asian vice president in our nation's history. How exactly are folks planning on squaring putting Kamala, former state AG, former senator, and current vice president, in the back of the bus for a white woman like Whitmer, or a white man like Newsom, who I love, by the way? You can throw polling at people all day long. You'll never make that look like anything better than what it is. And that's nothing against Gretchen. She's great. It's just not right. It's a reaffirmation of systemic racism in this country, and it will do tremendous harm and shouldn't even be entertained. Not to mention the fact that we would lose. Look, people need to effing chill. Joe Biden doesn't have to be your dream date. He has to be a guy who's going to continue to steward this country well, safely, and competently. And he wants good things for us. He's gotten massively good things done for us. And he's not interested in taking this democracy over the side of a cliff. He wants to get us to the next torch holder. New metaphor, that's right. F yeah, it is, and here comes another one. We've had 4 years of him keeping us on solid ground. And we get 4 more years of him making sure the foundation is sound, the cracks repaired, the immediate threat to democracy vanquished, if only for now, so that he can pass the torch that's still lit to the next generation. And in that race, we can duke it out over who we think is best. The people decided on Joe, and they will choose someone new in 28. But we gotta get to 28 intact, or what we're gonna get is day one dictator and an autocratic future of Supreme Commander Trump's in line of succession for generation. This whole hand-wringing over how Joe can't win is how Joe doesn't win. The keys to victory here are hardly rocket science. We need people to vote. We need them to be compelled to vote, even if they're not pumped up to vote, which they aren't in many cases, much like a 25-year-old might not be pumped up to get it on with an 81-year-old. No offense to 81-year-olds who may be delightful in the sec. I cannot attest to this particularly from personal experience, but anything is possible. We need to make the case over and over and over again that what they stand to gain with Joe versus all that they will lose with Trump will lose means that in this moment, they have to use their power to keep this whole damn thing from being taken down around us. There is one person right now, in this moment, the moment we are facing, not one we imagine we are in, who can and will do that, and it's Joe Biden. You don't need a fancy degree in politics or the pedigree of a White House admin job to know that. But boy, do I wish more people who did have all that experience and expertise would make the case just as I did. They could even borrow the whole bus thing. I mean, unless they were big babies who listened to their English teachers and stuff. Then maybe, just maybe, they could focus on how we win again with what we've got. That would be a truly fruitful use of their skills and experience, not this pointless pontification on what if. And what we've got has done a great job. He's been an incredibly consequential president with an historic record of success. No, he doesn't sizzle and he doesn't make everyone happy all the time. But because we live in an age where everyone thinks they need to be happy all the time, that's what they think they'll find in someone else. But they won't. And if they're willing to hand the keys to a sociopathic, despot, curious, crazy person for something which doesn't exist, they'll never get a thing they want, let alone all the things they want. Yeah, I'm going to mix all my metaphors in the following, so buckle up. And apologies to Miss H, who was a hell of a teacher, but we got to get on the bus that is right in front of us. It's going to get us where we need to go. And maybe, just maybe, it will get us to the mall where some handsome feller with icy blue eyes, a $1 billion dog rescue operation, and an addiction to giving hour-long foot rubs awaits. But we all gotta get on the bus. It's a solid bus, and it's also not on fire. It's all gonna be okay, as long as we get on the effing bus. Think of it as a democracy-saving magic bus. Well, that does it for today's rant. See you all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.